Hello, friends, and welcome to Ghosts to Show You. I'm Emily.
I'm Lillian.
And this is a podcast where we, a couple of nice enough girls with good intentions,
put ourselves in spiritually dangerous situations for your amusement. On this investigative episode, we head back to Emily's ancestral land, New Jersey. Join us as we hit the open road to explore three more of the Garden State's most haunted sites.
First on our list is the Devil's Tower in Alpine, New Jersey. Built in 1910 by Sugar Baron Manuel Rionda, it is alleged that he erected the structure as a gift for his wife Harriet so that she could look out at the New York City skyline. And it's like, babe, you don't have to do all that. Maybe just take her out to dinner sometimes, listen to her hopes and fears, make sure she feels seen by you. Or, I guess, build a giant stone dick that she can hang out in. To each their own. Legend has it that one day, while observing the view, Harriet caught her husband cheating and was so distraught that she jumped to her death, though her official cause of death is listed as natural causes.
Rumor has it that in later years, plans were made to demolish the tower, but those plans were canceled after a construction worker fell to his death. But again, who the fuck knows if that is true? Whatever the case, the tower has since become a fixture of local lore and is reportedly haunted by the spirit of Harriet. Visitors to the tower have reported being pushed by unknown hands, and some have seen a spectral presence standing in the highest window. Sometimes music and strange noises are heard coming from within the tower late at night, and it is said that if you walk or drive backwards around the tower 6 times, you will conjure the devil. Now, please enjoy our investigation into three more of New Jersey's most haunted sites. First up, the Devil's Tower.
I drive to Queens to pick up Lillian on a moderately warm August day, and unlike the last time we went to New Jersey, I had not had a panic attack that day, so I was already off to a great start.
I was off to a decent start until I got carsick less than a half hour into our drive.
Oh God, sorry, it's okay. May need to hurl before the investigation starts.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that would be good. Clear out all the demons yeah. from your body.
Cleanse myself. How are you feeling, Emily?
Feeling great, Lil.
Yeah?
Yep.
You ready to go back to dirty old Jersey? Yeah, we're doing another threesies.
They couldn't keep us away.
It's true. Also, it's COVID, so.
It's still COVID. So it just makes sense for us to go drive around outside.
Man, remember last year when it was COVID?
I do remember.
And how it's still COVID now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a beautiful, would you say late summer? No, it's still reg summer.
Yeah, it's reg summer. I mean, it's it's August 1st, so we're heading into late summer.
Yeah, can't believe it.
I know. But I'm feeling great. I had a good lunch.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, sort of the bedrock of every good investigation.
Sure.
Is
yeah, gonna have some protein.
Having a good lunch. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I did sort of stress eat some rice.
Okay.
So I'm not feeling completely ready, I would say.
Oh.
But you know what? I'm going to get there.
Yeah, you'll
get there. I'm a professional.
Yep. So one difference from the last investigation is that we brought my dog Hades as sort of a security measure.
Last time.
Yeah, we hired her to do security. She didn't do the best job. She was fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, this time I said instead of bringing another living creature into this mess, let's get something a little more lethal.
Yeah.
And this is a very long way of saying that I bought a taser. So if there are any ghosts listening right now,
your days are numbered.
Better watch your fucking ass. No. So I bought the taser because, as we've discussed previously, I think, one of the scarier parts about ghost investigating is when you're out in the world and there are potentially just weirdos, just weird people
mm-hmm.
that you might run into. It's less of a paranormal thing.
I don't really get how tasers work, and I hope to not find out, but I'm glad that we have it.
Well, in short, it shoots out these things, yeah. and it sends electric pulses. And it, and like I said, it's barbed, so yeah. it like sticks into people. And the idea is that it causes these involuntary spasms, thus incapacitating the target.
God.
Yeah. It's pretty terrifying.
Okay. Well, what's really only is it not no joke tasering. Okay.
Okay. Emily, Lillian, I'm a comedian, and sometimes I have to go pretty far for a bit. You know what? Cancel culture is ridiculous, and this is what I've been talking about.
I agree.
It's like you can't even taser people for a bit anymore.
I agree. I was going to volunteer myself like Jackass style, but now that I'm how it works, I think maybe I'm going to withhold. I'm going to withdraw that invitation.
No, you know, you can feel secure in the knowledge that I watched a 10-minute video where a young man showed me how to use my taser.
How do I know it's working? The person is less violent, the person falls down, the person stumbles, the person starts to scream.
That's enough training for me. For really anything in life, 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Here's a certification. I'm happy with that.
Yep.
Great. Well, that'll be useful. Hopefully never, but I am glad to know we have it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time an EMT
comes
anywhere fucking near us...
Even in the case of injury...
No questions.
I'm
bleeding out.
Back the fuck up.
My last words are, my friend has a taser.
As we continued our drive, it became apparent that Emily had been so drunk on the power of her taser that she had completely misjudged how long it would take us to get to our destination, and we arrived way too early.
We pull into the wealthiest neighborhood in the state of New Jersey and drive down the esplanade where the Devil's Tower stands in stark contrast to the gated McMansions that surround it. We had been forewarned that there would be nowhere to park and that local residents had a habit of calling the cops on trespassers, so we parked in a nearby cul-de-sac and hoped for the best.
All right, so look, we're in this rich neighborhood. Allegedly, Chris Rock and Jay-Z have houses here. If one of them tries anything, I'm going to tase them.
Look, if anything right now, we're students of architecture and history.
And history.
And so we need to have a look at this historical landmark. Ma'am?
Ma'am? Sir?
Excuse me.
Hello?
But bring your taser for these neighbors, because...
Definitely.
They're going to get out of control.
If I see an old lady with a poodle, I'm not thinking twice.
Do not hesitate.
Shot on sight. Okay.
We get out of the car and try to look inconspicuous as we quietly talk shit about the local residents and amble towards the tower.
Hold on, I'm seeing 1,000 yard signs that say, this area is on 100% 24/7 surveillance.
Yep.
It's like, okay, relax. No one wants these ugly hedges, okay?
I'm stealing a hedge just to make a point.
Nobody wants your fucking ugly ass brand new mansion. Trust me.
God.
This looks like a fucking enormous, like, toll plaza. It doesn't even look like a house. The people who want to live here, I can't imagine spending 10 minutes with them. You know?
Yeah, but we might have to when we see them in court. Because we're getting arrested.
No.
A car just drove by. They scoped us out. They said, we're sending in backup.
Said, we're going to need...
SWAT team
six. We heard they have a taser.
SEAL team six. SWAT team seven. Eat
both. I want them both out here now. So I feel like this place was really popping off in the 70s back when you could come and have fun satanic times, and now it's this neighborhood.
And again, thanks to cancel culture, no one's having fun satanic times anymore.
Right, these people are doing their own different kind of satanic worship with their weird parties and shit.
Yeah, we've got...
Behind closed doors.
Oh, big time.
I mean,
right here, I'm looking at a giant gated house that undoubtedly is hosting a Eyes Wide Shut party as we speak.
Eventually, we make it to the tower, which stands in a roundabout in the middle of the street.
Yeah, it's all boarded up. They installed security cameras on a historical site and boarded up the windows, which is just like...
Paved paradise. Put up a surveillance
absolutely.
Camera.
Absolutely.
Was that Chris Rock?
I hope not.
Maybe he can give me a leg up in my career.
I don't want him to see us like this.
With my hopes of having a comedy meet-cute now dashed on the Chris Rocks like a scorned woman jumping from a cursed tower, I suggest to Lillian that we walk backwards around the tower at least one time in a half-assed attempt at summoning the devil, because if anyone appreciates the merits of not actually trying that hard, it's Satan, right?
Let's just walk backwards one time. Just one arm in arm.
I don't think I can do that.
No, I got you. Oh
my God, LOL.
If there's a car coming, I'm throwing you in front of it.
I allow Emily to drag me backwards around the building one time, even though they say it takes six times to conjure the devil, because I am a good friend, and also because I am still acutely aware that she is carrying a taser.
I'm sorry.
I got you.
It's harder to...
I have a really low center of gravity. I used to play ice hockey. I won't let you fall.
Oh, no, it's fine. I just got distracted, and so it's difficult. And also my shoe's untied.
Oh, no.
All right. We're almost all the way around.
I swear to God.
How do people live like this?
All right. I've had enough of this devil's tower, to be honest with you.
I could see that when you're driving here at night and you're kind of in the spooky mood, you might see things. Because people are like, oh, you could see people in the windows up there and stuff like that.
And you can hear stuff.
It just sucks when something that is cool and spooky and historic is, like, on a ugly manicured lawn next to ugly manicured houses. You know, it makes me want to puke.
Definitely.
We decide that we've investigated the Devil's Tower as much as we can and head back to the car, but we give it one final look as we drive past.
Ooh!
What?
I thought it looked like somebody was standing up there.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But it's not. It's just like...
Whoa, that is really freaky. It's just the boarding, I think, on the other side. But that really
like
does
rotting.
Look like a person in like a...
Yeah, in like a robe?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, sorry. That was kind of scary.
Shocking, really.
With the tower in our rear view, we turn our eyes to the time, which is only 6:30 p.m. We were way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, scheduling is a big part of paranormal research that they don't talk to you about in school.
They don't tell you that in school.
You're right. So, I looked at the map and I said, how about this? Holston's, made famous by The Sopranos because the last scene of the show, spoiler alert, takes place in Holston's. It's a restaurant that I've been going to since I was a little kid. It's cool. It's like an old-fashioned ice cream parlor, sort of, like diner-y type place. And I would say we've got a 37% chance of running into somebody that I know from high school.
And I'm betting on those odds. I want those odds. Yeah, I'm psyched. It's a piece of history.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, who knows? We might catch a stray ghost in there, too. Ghost of my fucking past.
Oh!
I soon learned that the road we were driving on was called Emily's Memory Lane, and she proceeded to share a delightful story about how she used to be an absolute man-eating sociopath.
When I was in, like, high school, my first boyfriend and I had broken up. We had been together on and off for, like, 2 years, and he bought his new girlfriend, like, a giant thing of chocolates from Holston's because every year for Valentine's Day. And every year on Valentine's Day prior, he would buy me chocolates from Holston's. And, like, I don't know, I think I was still kind of stringing him along, and I don't remember exactly how it went down, but he ended up giving me her chocolates, and then I felt pretty guilty about
Emily.
It.
Emily! Damn.
I stole another woman's chocolates.
Yeah. Well, the power you have.
Yep.
Emily then proceeded to share a delusional, reality TV-esque fantasy that she had.
I'm just imagining we're on a TV show, I tell this anecdote, and then the producers of our show, unbeknownst to me, have called up my ex-boyfriend, and they have him wait. He's waiting at Holston's with a box of chocolates for me right now.
Yep.
It's going to be a whole thing. We're going to have a blow-up. We're going to yell about all the shit.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see the drama that it may unfold.
Mm-hmm.
Or the tragedy.
Right. Or both.
Or just the fading to black that might happen.
That's right. That's right.
Eventually, we make it to Holston's, where, despite the fact that neither one of us had a dramatic confrontation with a high school ex or got whacked by a guy coming out of the bathroom, we managed to have a lovely meal. We then hopped back in the car and headed towards our next destination.
I don't think I've been to Holston's since that episode of The Sopranos aired.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember them wearing Sopranos shirts. It's just...
It's very funny that they're just like, no, now it's this.
Now it is this.
Now it's a set from this show that
One
aired 20
scene.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did I leave my thing there. It's fine if I did.
What?
My tuna melt. And it's actually totally...
We can totally turn around.
Oh, I don't need to turn around for half a tuna melt. I mean, it was a fine tuna melt, but we don't need to do a Yui for it.
Should I call them and have them hold it in the safe for you?
So when you guys are closing up, we're going to swing by. If you could just, with the drawer, put the tuna melt...
Can you drop the melt?
Can you drop the melt for us? I'm going to come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Put it in the drop bag.
Refrigerate? No, no need.
Oh, it's fine. It's shelf-stable, I think.
Okay, well,
anyways,
now we're all jazzed up and ready to go to the Old Canal Inn.
I will say here that the Old Canal Inn is not technically known for being haunted, but it is home to a legendary death seat and was conveniently located near our two other haunted destinations.
Well, when we were looking for places to go a few months ago, we were dying laughing about the description of what happened at this place.
Oh, yeah.
The story goes that sometime in the early 60s, two 70-year-old men fought over a certain bar seat because it had, quote, good light. And within 10 days, they both died of heart attacks.
Two 70-year-old alcoholic men had a heart attack. I mean, two guys who were enraged enough to fight over a bar stool had a heart attack, you know?
The bar stool has since been chained off and is known as the death seat. And though you are not permitted to sit on the seat itself, you can enjoy the death seat burger platter, which consists of a grilled hamburger topped with roasted garlic and jalapeno nacho cheddar mashed potatoes, which is then beer battered and deep fried, bun and all, and placed over french fries, coleslaw, and macaroni salad, so don't worry, you'll be sure to have a heart attack either way. That being said, I cannot personally attest to the quality of this burger, and according to Old Canal Inn owner Mark Conca, quote, people have been amazed with the presentation. They say it looks cool on the plate, and the burger itself stays juicy because only the outside is beer battered and deep fried. Okay.
We pull up to the bar, and I am immediately charmed by this beautiful New Jersey gem.
Okay, I am already in love with this place because this sign is absolutely stunning. Sometimes when I go into places like this and I'm like, get ready to fucking love me, and then I go and I'm like, actually, you guys are all way more charming and funny than I am. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Because that they're in their element
right
here. Like, they know everybody. They're confident. They're a fish in water.
Yes. Exactly.
We're out.
And we're out. And we're trying to get in.
That's right.
We're swimming upstream, though. You know? So,
to mate.
And tonight we will both be mating. I see the skeleton from here that's sitting in the seat. We'll just have to talk to
the bartender.
Yeah, and hopefully. I guess some patrons maybe. What's our cop approach?
Okay, well, I'm obviously bad cop, like always. I'm gonna brandish my taser first thing the second I step
you
in there.
You open that door and fucking fire that taser. Fire the taser into the ceiling and be like, we're gonna talk about ghosts. Does anyone have a problem with that?
Listeners, just assume we did that, and then next recording
is
you hear
right
us.
After.
We'll be right after that.
Okay.
Okay.
We walk in and sit down at the bar. Unfortunately, a group of friends are occupying the stools nearest to the death seat, so we order drinks and try to wait them out. We hang out for at least an hour while we attempt to talk to our bartender, who justifiably makes it clear that she is just trying to do her job. We then approach a table of two men who we correctly assume work at the bar, but they also shut us down. On the bright side, there was a bachelorette party with a male stripper behind some room dividers on the other end of the bar.
But even the delighted squeals of a bunch of drunk Jersey bachelorettes wasn't enough to quell our feelings of sadness and rejection. So, finishing our drinks, we push past the group of people who we'd been patiently hoping would leave so that we could at least get a quick look at the death chair before we hit the road.
Pardon us. We have to go look at this death chair. Well, we're here looking at the death chair. I'd say this has been a bit of a bust.
Yeah, not our most successful.
We were just about to walk out of the bar when something unexpected happened.
Sometimes you go to a bar, you think people are game to talk, and then...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you guys use washcloths or sponges when you wash up at night?
Excuse me?
Washcloths or sponges?
To wash, like, my body?
For the record, I use a loofah.
And I use a natural sponge.
Anyway, I took this opportunity to ask a question of my own.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
do you believe in ghosts?
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
Why?
What about this?
It turned out that the group we had been sitting next to were all the staff of a different haunted restaurant nearby and were eager to share their personal experiences with the resident spirit there.
Damn.
Do guests experience things or just staff?
Yes, everyone. Can we call her a she because we don't really know, like,
the ghost, her. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
100%. I'll be in there prepping at like 11 a.m. and then she goes, turn the machine on. I'm like, stop it. She'll stop.
She's part of the family.
Like, you closed up the kitchen before and went upstairs to go drink. Came back downstairs, all the burners on, all the grills are on.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I change the TV, like change the channel, it'll go on to the channel and then all of a sudden just keep going to every other channel.
Wow. Yeah.
2 days ago, she lifted up a pastry bag that has been sitting there for about 5 years. It was literally on the shelf. It lifted up like this out of a bucket.
Get out of here.
Move this way and dropped.
Yep. I was making biscuits for brunch. I had a sheet pan of biscuits. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, she's moving the biscuits. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop it. Boop! On the floor. I'm like, all right, are you serious right now?
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it an old spot? Is it an old place?
Oh,
or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1800s old. It's a Nutley landmark.
Got it. The original building was.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's active over there.
Well, it must be a good restaurant for you guys to stick around.
We all just know that she's there.
Yeah.
And she's going to fuck with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
One of the sous chefs went on to tell us about a random Bible and crucifix that sat on a shelf in the restaurant that everyone on staff knew not to touch. Or so he thought.
So I moved it. I moved it last week into that storage area because we have a dumbwaiter in the restaurant.
Yeah, that's not nice to say about someone.
First off, we have several dumbwaiters.
We have
an actual dumbwaiter that's sealed.
Yeah.
I put the Bible, the crucifix, on top of the shelf in the dumbwaiter room.
I feel like you're asking for trouble.
When I did this, we flooded. The heat was all fucked up. Everything in the restaurant was fucking up.
All right, I'm bringing Sage in next time I'm working.
Yo.
Obsessed that we were sitting next to you guys this whole time and we had no idea.
Waiting
for someone to talk to us about ghosts.
We tried to talk to the staff about the chair.
They weren't into it.
There's a death chair.
And we were like, all right, we're out of here. And then
that chair's got history.
Thanks for sharing your ghost stories.
Yeah,
you're
appreciate
very welcome.
You guys.
I know how that happened.
I know how it happened. We came with an agenda.
You guys got enough material for your podcast.
Yeah, I think so.
We really did. You guys saved it.
Thank you.
Feeling elated at having found people to talk to us about ghosts, Emily and I took a moment to reflect on the conversation we just had.
Wow, the karmic return of ghosts to show you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People want to talk to us.
Yeah.
They want to listen. All right, I guess we should rock a whiz one more time before we hit the road.
We rock a final whiz and hop back in the car to go to our final destination of the night, Riverview Drive, aka Annie's Road, in Totowa, New Jersey. Named one of the most haunted roads on Earth by DangerousRoads.org, the legend of Annie's Road goes back decades.
There are many different versions of the legend of Annie's Road. Some say Annie was a teenager walking home from her prom who got hit by a truck and was dragged 50 feet, while others say that she was a newlywed who was in a car wreck driving home from her wedding. In any case, locals have reported seeing the ghostly figure of a woman in white on the road, as well as experiencing electricity outages, seeing blood on the road, and hearing disembodied screams coming from the forest.
The road itself is long, dark, and winding, with the Passaic River on one side and dense woods and a graveyard on the other.
As I'm sure we've already mentioned in whatever intro we have for this podcast, we all know the history now of Annie's Road.
Yep.
One of those classics, similar, I feel like, to the Pig Lady, where it's like, was it a woman who was walking home from prom, or was it a hitchhiker? You know, there's so many different versions of what happened. So it's like, well, there's no actual history. That didn't probably really happen exactly that way, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of like the Devil's Tower
all the things I read about it said that it was built by this guy and his wife saw him cheating from the window of the tower because he was just somewhere in the vicinity cheating outside. And then she jumped to her death. But then every article is like, you know, death records show that she died from natural causes, but the story still stands.
Right, yeah.
That she committed suicide.
You know, it's these cautionary tales that we need to live by. It's interesting in New Jersey because I feel like a lot of these haunted histories are on the road, which is so funny because, I mean, that's where, like, people die and shit happens because everyone's driving and there's lots of windy roads and it makes total sense. It is just very funny that a lot of the legends are like, and just drive down this road and something scary will happen, you know? It's just funny.
It's a very hands-off, you know, type of haunting.
Yeah.
You simply must drive on the road. And you will be haunted. You don't have to go into a house.
It's a cheap thrill.
Yeah. I mean, the Devil's Tower is one of the more high-maintenance hauntings in that all of the things are like, well, you got to walk backwards around it 6 times.
If I saw somebody continuously walk backwards
That is scary.
That is scary.
That is concerning.
I don't think so. What's interesting is that, I mean, I'm sure you read the same thing that about the blood smear on the road that sometimes is there and sometimes isn't. I'm like, did that one time happen? Or kids put red paint there now?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I wonder when that was true and why was it true. And I love all this stuff. It's so fun. I love our fake job of doing this.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think this is the scariest one.
This, like, road?
Yeah, the road we're headed to. Like, driving down a haunted road late at night is scarier than going to a tower in a rich neighborhood.
Yeah.
In full daylight.
Right.
Or like sitting in a dive bar.
And like being like, is that guy who looks like he hates me gonna talk to me?
I mean, that was the scary part, is approaching a table of people who work at the bar who weren't on the clock and just being like, hey, do you want to talk to me about the death chair?
As we both know, working in the service industry is annoying enough.
Right, without
two dumbass girls.
Yeah, without podcasters haranguing you.
They're like, and then these fucking podcasters from Brooklyn. Can you believe this shit?
Yeah, can you believe the shit I have to put up with?
I don't get paid enough for this. Driving is fucking crazy. The fact that everybody drives all the time, it's terrifying.
I know.
It is nuts.
When I was thinking about this trip and planning it out, that's part of what made it so scary. Because normally, you know, we go to a haunted bar, a restaurant, a hotel. We're not operating heavy machinery. And legend has it that this ghost is going to try to make me crash my car and die. And that is scary to me.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to be driving real slow. Annie's not getting my gun.
No.
Okay?
As we travel along, we discover that Annie's wasn't the only haunted road in the area, as we found ourselves, yet again, haunted by Emily's dumb New Jersey past.
Okay, hold on. I had birthday parties at that Chili's.
Wow.
I believe.
A sacred place. Yeah. A moment of silence. Please. Have some respect. You have to hold your breath when you go past the Chili's that Emily had her birthday parties. Otherwise, you'll have a bad birthday.
So here's another fun little anecdote from my past.
God.
I used to have my birthday parties there, and I, like, ran into this girl many years later. I don't even remember how it came up, but she basically was laughing about the fact that I had a birthday at Chili's. Or something. She was like, yeah, I remember I came to your birthday at Chili's. Sort of like looking down on it, in my opinion. And it made me feel bad a little bit.
Because
I was like,
shitty.
Oh, right, you're saying that I was poor. And so it was a big deal for us to go to Chili's, which is not typically considered to be like a nice restaurant.
God.
Yeah.
Well, I will kill her tonight.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, there's going to be a new ghost on the road.
Fucking right.
Eventually, we make it to Annie's Road, and as is common with these types of hauntings,
we
weren't quite sure where exactly we were supposed to go to get haunted.
Well, we're on this road. We don't know exactly where we're supposed to be on the road. It's about 20 miles long. So we're just going to drive a little ways in one direction, and then we're going to drive back. Mm-hmm. Because this is what you guys want.
There's definitely some mist.
Okay.
Already.
Palpable mist. And we're now going through the woods, which is quite creepy, actually. So, yeah, this is really scary. Actually,
Emily is spooked.
I am.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Lillian?
I'm feeling fine, but I'm also not driving, so.
Yeah.
I understand. Do you remember when we were in New Jersey last time?
Uh-huh.
The roads are so fucking terrifying. They're pitch black.
And very windy.
Who did this?
Who did this?
Who's responsible for this planning? I get it, everybody. I get why this is a spooky road.
Whew. Okay, we're coming up on a stoplight, which is a very welcome sight. Let's go drive past the cemetery.
Okay. Yeah, so this is where supposedly she is buried and where people have defaced the...
Oh, no. After passing the graveyard, we continue to drive but end up on what seems to be a different road. We make a few wrong turns and then decide to turn around and drive back down the same scary stretch we'd just come from. In case Annie had been tied up last time, we just wanted to give her another chance. We just like drive back and forth on that one patch that's scary in the woods.
We're like, wait, it's scary again. Oh my God. Everyone's like, great podcast.
Here's a Pulitzer Prize for journalism.
We did it.
Good work. Anyway, whatever. I'm just going to drive along the river and hope a ghost jumps out. Yeah, now it's all dark and scary again.
You see anything in your rear view?
Nothing. I don't want to look too long in the rear view, but got to keep my eyes on straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
If the spirit of Annie is out there, we're coming in peace. Just trying to sort of check you out in a nice way.
We're coming in hot.
But gently.
Ew.
Not in a gross way.
Okay.
Woman to woman.
Let's wrap.
We just want to talk.
The rest of the drive is uneventful, unless you count me gasping at the sight of a deer standing on the side of the road. I tell Emily that I need to rock one more gas station whiz, and then we can head home.
Well, loves.
Well, you know, a chill evening in New Jersey.
Yeah.
But fun nonetheless.
Absolutely. We are approaching the tunnel. Our work here is done.
That's the Lincoln Tunnel for those of you.
For those uninitiated few. Yeah, we sort of did what we set out to do. It was a slightly more subdued episode, or I would say a slightly less unhinged episode than it has been in the past.
Yes.
We didn't do any drugs.
Right.
Which is okay.
Which is fine, I guess. But I think ended up being kind of like a sweet episode almost with those guys.
Yeah.
Chatting, kind of funny.
Yeah, we made some nice friends.
Regardless of ghosts, I had a great night in New Jersey, which is all I'm really ever after.
Yeah.
With you, Emily? I'm always just trying to get you to New Jersey to hang out with me.
I'm always trying to get you to New Jersey just so I can talk about different places where I broke up with somebody and or was made to feel stupid for having a birthday party at Chili's.
Hey, if we ever go to Florida, I'll do you one better, you know?
I can't wait. Let's do a whole season in Florida.
Oh my
we'll
God.
Just we'll live down there.
I don't think I would make it out alive, but we could try.
Yeah, the ghost we would have to show you would be Lillian.
Fucking me at the end of my goddamn rope after being in that state again. Anyways, I love being from Florida. The New Jersey of the South.
That's right. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. That could be a merch idea. Just like Florida, the New Jersey of the South. Ghost to show you.
Everyone's like, okay, so wait, what is this?
What's the relevance of this? It's something we've said before.
How much is it? $50? Yeah. I think I'm good.
The limited edition. We're making 3 shirts.
For me, you, and one other person.
And one lucky listener.
Could be you.
Could be you.
Okay, well.
Well, that's all the ghosts we have to show to you tonight, folks.
It's true. We're going to keep trying.
We're going to keep trying for you.
Ghosts to Show You is created and written by Lillian Devane and me, Emily Panic. Production, editing, and sound design is by me. Our original theme song is by LP, and our artwork is by Paco Park. Our mix engineer is Elijah Amatin. If you like the show, please rate, review, subscribe, and share it with your friends. We're an independent production, so it really helps. Follow us on Instagram @ghosts to show you. Goodbye.